Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The center fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting third. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Babe Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Fisher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rube Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner takes first base on ball four. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is called out on strikes. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blattner moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Rube Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. There goes Kerr trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Blattner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisher scores. Blattner moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Mize moves to third. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. Young moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Hi Bithorn now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Rube Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Stringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Hi Bithorn. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Gilbert moves to third. Hack moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Gilbert scores. Hack moves to third. Stringer moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Chipman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Rube Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blattner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blattner moves to third. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Chipman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blattner scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Lowry reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Giants. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Budnick now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough bunts towards the mound. Budnick fields it and throws to third for the out. Waitkus moves to second. One out. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. McCullough moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCullough scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Rosen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr strikes out. One out. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Goody Rosen now playing right field. Vince DiMaggio now playing center field. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Stringer strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rickard hits a line drive beyond second. Blattner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hack moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Rickard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.